Doppler boosting effect and flux evolution of superluminal components in QSO3C345, by S.J. Keon. The processing jet nozzle scenario previously proposed was applied to interpret the VLBI measured kinematics of 5 superluminal components, C4, C5, C9, C10 and C22, and their flux density evolution in Blazer 3C345. It is shown that in the inner trajectory sections their kinematic properties, including trajectory, coordinates, core separation and apparent velocity can be well model simulated by using the scenario with a precession period of 7.30 years, 4.58 years in the source frame, and a precessing common trajectory, which produces the individual knot trajectories at their corresponding precession phases. Through the model simulation of their kinematic behavior, their bulk Lorentz factor, viewing angle and Doppler factor were derived as functions of time. These anticipatively determined Lorentz, Doppler factors were used to investigate the knot's Doppler boosting effect and interpret their flux evolution. It was found that the light curves of the 5 superluminal components observed at 15, 22 and 43 GHz were extraordinarily well coincident with their Doppler boosting profiles. Additionally, some flux fluctuations on shorter time scales could be due to variations in knot's intrinsic flux and spectral index. The close relation between the flux evolution and the Doppler boosting effect not only firmly validates the precessing jet nozzle scenario being fully appropriate to explain the kinematic and emission properties of superluminal components in QSO3C345, but also strongly supports the traditional common point view. Superluminal components are physical entities, shocks or plasmoids, participating relativistic motion toward us with acceleration, deceleration along helical trajectories. This was Doppler boosting effect and flux evolution of superluminal components in QSO3C345, by S.J. Keon.